relationships through the years. I bless this man. I bless his mind, his body, his spirit, his wife, Joan. I bless Royal City Christian Center. I bless their lives in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you that as he's here to help us in worshiping God in our First Fruits Finance Sunday, that he's going home stronger in the Lord than when he came, in Jesus' name. Bless Doug, who has come with him and just been such a marvelous help in aiding him in travel. I wonder if you could give a big clap for a good Canadian, all right? Hallelujah. Now, we're not going to sing O Canada, though. We're not going to sing that.
Why not?
We might sing God Bless America. But,
amen. Praise the Lord.
We love you and we appreciate you. Thank you for being my friend over these many years, Pastor Bob
amen.
Seymour.
It's wonderful to have a pastor as a pastor. Praise God.
Amen.
We love you, brother. God bless
praise
you.
You may be seated. Thank you. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads just for a moment, if you would. And I want you to pray that as we look at God's word this morning, that we press in and get the oil, the anointing from the word, and let the word do all that it's supposed to accomplish in our lives. Just take a moment and pray. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Father, for all that you're going to do and accomplish. May everything we say and do be done to your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. My wife, Joan, sends her love. She's sorry she couldn't be here, but maybe for next year. At the core of every meaningful life and legacy, there needs to be a vision of generosity. Vision of generosity and an understanding of what it means to be a blessing to other people and for other people. And the value of giving to your church in partnership, whether it's tithes, offerings, or first fruit, it must be first modeled and taught so the next generation embraces generosity as their calling. Once a person adopts a concept like generosity as their own, then it's much easier to understand the responsibilities that go with it. And we need to understand that the timing of our generosity reveals our heart to God. The step of writing a check sometime or hitting the donate button cannot be somewhat daunting, but it comes down to trust. Do I really trust God? Do I trust God that it's the same God who stayed Abraham's hand when he was about to present his son as a sacrifice, and then provided a ram in the thicket as a sacrifice? And if our answer is yes, then it carries consequences, good consequences. How many are interested in good consequences this morning? Amen. It means that as a consequence of God's provincial faithfulness, I can take joy in giving even in hard times. And often, I don't know whether you found this out, but often God just wants us to take the first step. And once we take that step, whatever, no matter what it is, if it's in line with God's word, then God steps out with us. He's there to support that. And it's important to understand this morning as we deal with this, it doesn't matter whether we give out of wealth or out of humble circumstances. God can't wait for us to step into the joy of generosity.
Hallelujah.
Such action produces a cheerful giver. How many cheerful givers have we got here this morning? Well, we need some more cheerful givers. Maybe we need to sing a cheerful song. But we just need to trust him and take the first step. It's about generosity. And that word generosity means so much to me. I want you to see this because the Holy Spirit is going to challenge some of you in your first fruits giving this morning. I want you to go to Philippians chapter 4. And let's pick this verse up at verse 10 because it deals with generosity. I want you to pay close attention to this. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you care for me as flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked the opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I've learned in whatever state I'm in to be content. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I've learned to be full and to be hungry. Both to abound and to suffer need, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you've done well that you shared in my distress. Now, you Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Giving and receiving. If you're taking notes, write that down. Giving and receiving. You can't have one without the other. The two go together. And it goes on, for even in Thessalonica you sent aid once again for my necessities. Verse 17, listen to this. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. The NIV reads, not that I desire your gifts, what I desire is more be credited to your account. The New Living Testament says, I don't say this because I want a gift from you, rather I want you to receive a reward for your kindness. That's the New Living Testament. The Message says, not that I'm looking for handouts, but I do want you to experience the blessing that comes from generosity. Yes. The Passion Bible says, and I mention this, not because I'm requesting a gift, but so that fruit of your generosity may bring you an abundant reward. The Amplified says, not that I seek, or I'm eager, for your gift, but I do seek and am eager for the fruit which increases to your account, the harvest of blessing that is accumulating to your account. Listen to this. This is the classic Amplified. And you Philippians yourselves well know that in the early days of the gospel ministry, when I left Macedonia, no church, no assembly entered into partnership with me and opened up a debit and credit account. A debit and a credit account in giving and receiving. He's given us a debit and credit account to facilitate our giving and receiving. This is how important this generosity is. Just listen to the overwhelmingness of this. When you operate in generosity, when the spirit of generosity touches you, when you're willing to flow in generosity and you're giving, fruit abounds to your account. More is credited to your account that you may receive a reward. You receive a blessing that is a result of your generosity, increases to your credit account, a harvest of blessing accumulating to your account, debit and credit account, giving and receiving account. The fruit of your generosity brings you an abundant reward and abundant harvest. How many want an abundant harvest this next year? Praise God. How many want an abundant harvest? Now, if you don't want one, I'll back my truck up to your door and I'll take yours if you like. But if I'm going to receive a harvest, I'm not interested in just a little bit. I'm interested in abundant, generous harvest. Amen. Let's continue. For even Thessalonica, you sent me to contributions for my needs, not only once, but a second time. Not that I seek or I'm eager for your gift, but I do seek and I'm eager for the fruit which increases to your account, the harvest of blessing that is accumulating to your account. It goes on, indeed, just bow your heads for a moment. Just pray for me to settle down. Indeed, I have all in abound. I'm full, having received from Aphrodite the things that you sent for me, a sweet-smelling aroma, acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. is connected to the giving and receiving and generosity that God is able to meet your needs. Praise God. Verse 19, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. You can be sure that God will take care of everything you need, his generosity exceeding even yours in the glory that pours from Jesus. And my God will liberally supply to fill the full your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ. I'm convinced that my God will fully satisfy every need you have. For I have seen the abundant riches of glory God revealed to me through Jesus Christ. I've seen it.
Yes.
I've seen it year after year after year after year. The generosity of God.
Yes.
When we operate in generosity towards God, God operates in generosity towards us.
Yes.
You know, God's word talks about being blessed in the storehouse. Praise God, I have a storehouse in heaven. It's called my account. Look at the power in these few verses. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. The generous offering is a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice while pleasing to God. The generous offering puts you in a place that God will supply all your needs. How many?
All
your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Oh, yes.
I want us to think of the word favor for a moment. Psalm 30 verse 5 talks about favor that lasts for a lifetime. This favor is an unbeatable force that can terminate the toughest famine, can activate an overflowing harvest, and can radically relocate you from the land of not enough to the land of abundance. It is God's invincible favor set in motion by the power of first fruits. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. Is there water here, Charlie? Thank you so much. Excuse me. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4, and then verses 9 and 10. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Another translation reads, glorify God with all your wealth, honoring him with your very best. Glorify God with all of your wealth, honoring him with your very best, with every increase that comes to you. Then every dimension of your life will overflow with blessings from an uncontainable source of inner joy. Now look at the powerful words that we see in these verses. Favor, say this with me, favor,
favor.
High esteem,
high esteem.
Increase. Plenty,
plenty,
and overflow. See, there's no question that one of the sure ways of experiencing God's favor, God's blessing, every single day of your life is to honor him with your first fruit offering. He will see to it that you never decrease. Rather, he will favor and set you high on high. God's desire is that you be generous and increase. When you honor God with your first fruits offering, he will cause you to abound in all things and lack for nothing. It will cause this blessing to remain upon you and your household. Very simply, when you honor God with your first fruits offering, you will enjoy his favor and increase upon your life as you build up credit in your account. Every time you give, you're building up credit in your account. How many are interested in having a good, large account? Amen. We need to realize that giving our first fruits offering is an act of thanksgiving. It's worship. It's expressing our love and gratitude to the Father. God, being righteous in all his ways, didn't just ask for us to give first fruits. He also demonstrated the power of first fruits. He gave his first begotten Son as a first fruits offering. Christ went to the cross to provide us with a new covenant, a a blood covenant. My wife Joan, who many of you know, couldn't make it down this year because of arthritis, crippled her entire body. She couldn't move a toe without a painting, or a finger without a painting, or a hand, or lift her foot. Someone in the church had experienced a similar situation where there was real need for healing. And it was recommended to them that they have communion every night, husband and wife. So we started to have communion every night, Joan and I.
Good.
Every single night. Break bread with the Lord. Drink the cup with the Lord. We just kept that up, and I think we were about 3.5-4 weeks into having communion with each other. And one morning she woke up, all the pain was gone. Now, we're working on a few more areas, and so we continue with communion. And I'm not trying to set a new direction for any church, but let me encourage you, try it. We've got a blood covenant for a reason.
Yes.
Because of all it provides to us.
Yes.
All the promises that are contained. Everything we ever will need or require in this life is provided for us. We just have to start calling on it. We just have to start giving generously and receiving the abundance what God has for us. You can't buy it, but it's there, praise God, hallelujah. Joan's got one little bit. I never realized there were so many different types of arthritis, but Joan's got one little bit in one knee. Bless God, we're working on that.
Amen.
Working on a few of my issues as well, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Deuteronomy 8:18 says this, "You shall remember the Lord our God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers." It is God Almighty who gives the capability for us to obtain wealth. That tells us that wealth exists. God wants us blessed because it shows other people the covenant. The covenant is revealed when we're blessed.
Amen.
Amen. It's when we're founded and grounded in his blessings that we're ministering the covenant to others. And all that God provides in the new blood covenant belongs to us, such as blessing. How many are interested in being blessed?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's about half of us. How many are interested in being blessed?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Provides healing. There we go, praise God, the hands even before we finish. Provides healing. Provides blessing and healing. Provides increase.
Yes.
Say healing.
Healing.
Say increase.
Increase.
Your first fruit offering will bring an abundant harvest of increase. An abundant harvest of increase. That first fruit offering is the portion that redeems the rest. It's the first part that contains the blessing. It was a protection and a guarantee. When you and I give our first fruits offering and commitment, it protects the harvest that God has for us. I don't know about you, but I don't want the thief coming and stealing my harvest. I want the protection that we receive. I love those words. Protection, guarantee, and promise regarding the full harvest to come. I love the power that's contained in the word protection. Our first fruits offering will protect the harvest for you. We are honoring and expressing our love to God and the Word of God. It states, when you give, you will receive. Your gift will not return to you. Your gift will return to you. Good measure, full measure, pressed down and shaken together to make room for more. Listen to this. Give generously, and generous gifts will be given back to you.
Good.
Shaken down, making room for more. Abundant gifts will pour out upon you with such an overflowing measure that it'll run over the top. Your measurement of generosity becomes the measurement of your return. As you measure it out, that's how it's measured back. Awesome blessings. For starters, it will secure a life full of unprecedented increase. Your barns, your bank account will overflow, be filled with plenty, and your vats will ceaselessly overflow with new wine. They would go out and they would get a sheaf of the first fruits, and they'd bring that to the Lord and wave it to the Lord. That sheaf was considered to be holy. When you bring your first fruits offering today, your first fruits commitment, understand this. God sees that as holy. What you do today is holy. And that first fruits offering will protect the harvest, so the whole harvest will be sanctified. It's a holy offering. Think of that. It's a holy offering. It launches you into the realm of overflow, moving you out of the land of not enough to a land of much more than enough. It puts you in a place where you don't lack any good thing. Instead, you will have all and abound before your God, supplies all your need according to his riches and glory. Write this down. I think we asked you to do that at the beginning. Giving and receiving have to work together. Giving and receiving work together in order for us to operate in abundant harvest. How many want, seriously, this is really, really important. How many, I mean, every hand should just automatically shoot up in this so quickly if you understand how sowing and reaping works. How many of you want an abundant harvest?
Hallelujah.
No.
Yes, sir.
Stand up, if you will, please. I'm going to ask you that question again. And what I want you to do is look at other around the church and look at the hands that go up. How many want an abundant harvest?
Hallelujah.
Now look.
Thank you, Lord.
If we believe for an abundant harvest, that harvest comes into the local house here.
Yes,
think of the work that can be accomplished for the kingdom of God.
Yes,
yeah. Amen. Abundant harvest.
Abundant
harvest. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. You may be seated.
Yes.
When it comes to first fruits offering, we not only give God our first, but we give him our best. Sowing relates to dying to ourselves. Remember that incident of the rich young ruler who was sad because the Lord told him to take all he have and gave it to the poor. And he missed the key principle. Whenever you're obedient to the Lord and sow as he directs you, there will be increase. Amen. In Matthew chapter 19, Jesus takes the opportunity to teach on a 100-fold return. You will receive 100 times as much. You sow and you increase. Your generosity results in you giving, being credited to your account, and God will supply every need that you have. Over and over and over and over and over again, the Word of God talks about generosity,
yes.
Talks about increase. Look at 2 Corinthians 9. Verses 10 and 11. Here's my point. A stingy sower will reap a meager harvest, but the one who sows from a generous spirit will reap an abundant harvest. Let giving flow from your heart. Let giving flow from your heart, not from a sense of religious duty. Let it spring up freely from the joy of giving, all because God loves hilarious generosity. Yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace, so that you will have more than enough of everything, every moment, in every way. He will make you overflow with abundance in every good thing you do. Just as the scriptures say about the one who trusts in him, because he has sown extravagantly, Say extravagantly.
Extravagantly.
And given to the poor, his kindness and generous deeds will never be forgotten. This generous God who supplies abundant seed for the farmer, which becomes bread for our meals, is even more extravagant toward you. You're extravagant towards God. God is extravagant towards you. You are extravagant to God. God is extravagant to you. First, he supplies every need, plus more. Get a hold of that. God supplies every need, plus more. Then he multiplies the seed you sow. So he's given to meet your need plus more, and then he multiplies your seed so that the harvest of generosity will grow.
Hallelujah.
So the harvest of your generosity will grow.
Hallelujah.
How many want a harvest of generosity?
Yes.
How many want it to grow?
Yes.
Praise God. Then we have to believe as we give, we receive, it meets our needs, and it grows. And then it's all credited to your account.
Hallelujah.
Have you ever thought of a hundredfold return?
That's good.
What interest do you get down here in the United States for your savings accounts? What's the highest you can get? 5%? No, not even close. 3%? 1.5%? Yeah, you're getting close. Hundredfold return from God is 10,000%.
Hallelujah.
10,000%.
Hallelujah.
You know, the crazy thing, it's a wonderful thing, really, but a number of years ago, I got preaching on a hundredfold return. And the more I preached on a hundredfold return, the more I believed it. The more I believed it, the more I operated in it.
Yeah.
I was in a church in England once and went to a conference afterwards and speaking three mornings in the conference and keynote speaker one night. And I had this guy sitting at me, glaring at me in all sessions. He looked angry. Just stared at me. It's almost to the point that he was, I couldn't look at him too much, it would throw you off what you're preaching. We ended up at Thursday at noon, it was the last meeting, and he came right up to me and said, I want to see you and the pastor before anybody leaves tonight. I said, well, I have to leave at noon because just right now because I got to get down to London and catch a flight. He says, well, then I have to see you now. So we got with the pastor, and he said, I want a private room. And that old brother, this guy has been sitting through all the things I taught, and he's annoyed, and something's bugging him. So he said, Pastor, I've been so blessed by this man's teaching, I'm going to give the church a check for £25,000. I just about dropped. But my jumping shoes got him moving when he said, Pastor Bob, we're going to send you a check for £25,000. That was $53,000 Canadian. God wants to meet your need. He wants it to grow. He wants the flow to come. Now, all of that, because it's something that we do when we get an offering, just this is for me. It goes back into the ministry. So I'll tell you, I want increase.
Yes.
What percentage do you want to work with? 30, 60, or 100? Any one of them's good. But I like the sound of 100 better than the sound of 30. You say, well, that sounds awful selfish. No. God knows my heart. He knows how much that goes to the work of the ministry. Praise God. When it comes to first fruits, I believe we have to hear God speak to us and act upon it. When you give a first fruits offering, believe for a full harvest.
Yes.
When we sow, we have to believe the purpose of sowing generously is to receive a generous harvest. A lifetime of favor awaits you. Activate it now. Never delay in bringing first fruits commitment and offering to the Lord. As you do, he will remember you for good and favor for your life. So when we sow our first fruits offering today, God sees that offering as a holy offering that sanctifies all the rest. In other words, it guarantees and protects the harvest for you. Let's bow our hearts in prayer. Remember, as we give, we're giving our first and our best to God. You have to give what God witnesses to you. And remember, God provided the sacrifice for Abraham to give in place of a son because he saw that Abraham was willing to give the first and to give the best that he had. So there will be sacrifice involved. God supplies generous seed for you to sow. If this is new to you, a good place to start would be possibly a month's salary. Many of you, of course, have grown to a much higher level than this. Increase will bring growth. This is a pivotal moment for your lives, for the life of this church. God wants us to have a meaningful life. Leave a legacy for our children and the next generation to follow. We praise you, Lord. Just as we're quiet for a moment, speak to every person here, every husband and wife, witness to them what they're to do in this offering and commitment. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for the harvest that's going to come. Your word says if we sow, we reap. If we sow generously, we reap generously.
Thank you.
Bless your people now as we bless you. Amen. I'm going to ask the ushers to come and pass out the first fruits cards. These cards give a place for your personal commitment, also your business commitment, what you're giving as a commitment, first fruits total commitment, get portions you're giving today. And let me encourage you to do as much as you can today. That's as important as your giving. When date are we working on?
Easter,
April 1st. First of April or Easter Sunday?
Same
thing? I don't know. Okay. Anyways, Easter Sunday. First Fruits Sunday. Do you have any instructions, Charlie? Just give you a few moments to fill out the card. Don't miss out on this. This is vital. And in fact, I felt the Lord was saying to me that there's two or three of you that God's going to witness to you to far exceed what you had intended to do. I'll just leave it at that. Praise you, Jesus. Let's have Pastor Bob come, and we'll pray for him first. Pray for him and Joy as they. I'll do it that time. I think.
Praise the Lord. I'm gonna pray.
Yeah, he's gonna pray.
Amen.
Just raise your hands towards Pastor. Lord Jesus, we thank you for our brother. We thank you for his ministry. Just pray to strengthen his body.
Amen.
Increase the harvest of healing for them, both him and Joy. Just touch him now with the power of the Holy Ghost. A divine touch of God, just touch him.
I receive it.
And we just pray for his first fruits commitment.
Yes.
That as he sows generously, that you bless him generously, him and his wife and family. We speak that now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior.
Amen.
Awesome, awesome blessings. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise
God. Hallelujah.
Who do you want up now, Charlie?
Have the staff come forward.
The staff, please.
Yes, we have our staff come forward. Be prepared to pray. Believe God for greater miracles. Hallelujah. Could we hear a little shouting in the camp this morning?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just raise your hands towards him as we pray for them. Father God, we thank you for his commitment. We thank you, Father God, for just total, complete, abundant blessing, full harvest, full overflow. All needs met. Praise you, Jesus. We pray for your blessing upon their gift. We thank you, God, for their commitment, their faithfulness. We thank you, Father God, for the abundant overflow that's coming into their life for a full harvest, a generous harvest, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, as they give generously,
thank you, Lord.
We thank you for full abundant harvest in their life, full abundant harvest. Over the top abundance, over the top abundance.
In Jesus.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Receive it.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you.
Just pray, Father, for.
Thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
As I sow, they reap. Father God, abundance, abundance, abundance. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord, you brought them here. You brought us together. Lord, you put us together. And I thank you as we agree today. The blessings of the Lord make it rich.
Abundant harvest for our brother and his wife. Just pray increase to full, full, full harvest.
Lord, I thank you that they're working in your fields.
Amen.
They're busy about the work of the Lord. Made that phone call.
Thank you, Lord. They so generously, Father God, we thank you for our full, generous
Father, I thank you that you've
abundant over,
these doors
over the top.
For both of
in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Blessing and increase comes in every way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see, what do we need to do?
Turn around.
All right. You guys turn around. And we have the buckets here.
Yes, sir.
I want you to just mix your faith now. Just don't forget to mix your faith. Father, we just release our faith right now. This is not just an act of generosity. It's not a gimmick. Father, this is kingdom business today. Eternity only will reveal the results of the service this morning and our gifts beginning now and our gifts in the days to come. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for the greatest harvest of souls that our church has ever experienced. We thank you, Father, for homes being reunited. We thank you for household salvation. We thank you that children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren are coming home to the Father's house. Hallelujah. Because grace is always on the front porch. Grace is always, the grace of God is always on the front porch, waiting for the prodigals to return. Father, I thank you for three or four miracles I've seen in people's lives this very week, in moments of adversity, humbling of hearts, yielding of hearts. And Father, I believe there's going to come a greater harvest than any of us could ever imagine. In our personal lives, in our marriages, in our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our business, our investments. Lord, I say in the name of Jesus, blessings on every hand are coming in as a result of the faith and the finance that we are releasing in our hearts today in Jesus' precious. Well, hallelujah. I have to be careful. There's such an anointing up here this morning. Hallelujah.
Let me remind you about tonight. We have a special word for you and some surprises for you as well.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 6:30.
6:30.
Tonight.
Any couple here wanting children? If you pray for children, come and see me and I'll pray for you.
That's what you do, that's what you think, that's who you are. Father, I thank you for opportunities and for in Jesus' name. Unexpected blessings. Hallelujah. I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise. Let's see, how do we put it all in one? Oh, hallelujah. Well, praise God. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for this. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a faith in this room today. Praise God.
Miracle.